It's only been since July.
July what? July
26 or 7 or something.
20, yeah.
No, he means what year?
It was July before the snap. Oh, that sounds great.
You like that?
Thanks for no selling my Thanos joke. A-holes.
Thanos? Did you call him Thanos? Thanos?
That's how I pronounce him.
My God.
Potato, potato, crevasse, crevice.
Plethora, plethora.
Plethora. Grindle, grundle. Wait, no, that doesn't.
Hey, people say integral, but I thought it was integral.
You literally sound like your World War II guy with that horrible setup you have over there. You sound like you're on the front lines of some.
Maybe I am.
Oh my God.
Well, it's hard work. You gotta sit there and crank the. You gotta crank the radio to generate the.
Yeah. Yeah, bro,
Are you in the quantum zone right now?
O'Reilly over here cranking away with his webbed hand.
Oh my God.
Did he have a webbed hand?
Bill O'Reilly?
No, Radar O'Reilly. Holy fuck.
See, I can't hear you. You sound like you're, I mean.
Well, I don't know. This is what we got. This is my Bluetooth setup.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's Bluetooth from 2005.
Possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my kid destroyed my good mic and headphones.
Oh, really? That's a sob story. It's not like you could just go out and buy one.
Well, she did. I didn't know they were broke till today.
Oh, okay. It's like putting them through the dishwasher.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's special. So, yeah.
Is stuff getting harder to break? Hello and welcome to Card Trader Illuminati. This is your source for Star Wars Card Trader and all things digital card trading. This is Tommy, Lefty the Hutt, in the app. With me, as always, is Michael. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. This is fantastic. I forgot the show existed.
And Rhett is here also. How are you, Rhett?
Hey, I'm good. I'm probably not worth going through the motions of saying what I am and who I am in the app.
Okay. Well, Michael, I didn't mention your name in the app, but I know you've been active there recently.
I have, yeah. It's still the same. I think it's just my name. It's just, I'm in real life. IRL.
Yeah. Michael Nip.
I got nothing to hide
two
from.
Two P's?
That is, yep. Two P's, as in Paul. So, you know, it's 4 years. This app's been going on for 4 years, as has this podcast. Yeah, I'm excited because I hear that we've got a special guest coming later. That you know, we were able to snag Tot McManity again.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I'm not sure Tot knew that.
Oh, Tot knows. we got with his people, and he's going to be on later. You got to have Tot McManity. It's the 4 year anniversary of the Star Wars card trading app that we so love.
No, I didn't realize we had reached out to him.
Yes, we have.
I can remember when Michael first sent messages about this app, and it when it was released, it was Android only, so it meant nothing to anybody else in our group because Michael's
it
was the other way around.
Yeah,
it was iPhone only, I think, and it had been around for a while, and then he, once it became available on Android,
yes,
maybe he jumped in.
I waited. Well, I didn't want anybody to have the one up on me in our group, and so I waited.
He had been keeping an eye on it for weeks, months, however long it had been up.
Yeah,
just didn't tell us until it hit Android, and then because he knew we would participate without him.
Right. Yeah, and I couldn't have that. I mean, you know, I'm not going to give anybody with an iPhone an unfair advantage. So I waited. I mean, I knew of the app just because I listened to Star Wars podcasts, and Star Wars podcasts were already, you know, advertising it and, you know, sponsors and all that jazz. I mean,
and iPhone users don't really need much more of an advantage because statistics already show that they're more wealthy, better educated, and have longer lifespans than Android users.
Well, they certainly have shitty mics.
Touche.
So I'm looking at my Star Wars Beginner Award. It was unlocked on April 24th, 2015. So it's exciting to go back and look. I would assume that you guys are the same exact date.
I opened my app just now, and I tapped on awards, and it says network connection error, unable to communicate with the Star Wars Card Trader servers. Please try again.
You know what we can say for that? Four more years. And Rhett wouldn't know. Rhett probably
stay the same.
Oh yeah, Rhett probably would not be able to get into the app. It would be an interesting act of futility to try and hear you get on the app right now, Rhett.
Yeah, well, I'd have to re-download it. Number one, what are the chances that I'd be able to log right in?
Zero. There would be no. Now I could call Nate. Nate might help us out.
I'd have to get Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin to write somebody, stroke somebody a check to give me access again.
You need some institutional advancement money funds.
Yeah.
Oh, and also don't forget Phil Mickelson. He announced he was embroiled in all this also.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the point of being rich is if you can't.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Wield your power in some way. What's the point?
Well, I mean, perfect example. I mean, Palm the Palm. I mean, that dude.
Oh, I bet he's put some kids through college.
Other people's kids. He's probably put, you know, the whole state of Rhode Island or wherever he is through college. I mean, it's not a very big state, so he could probably pull it off.
Possibly. I'd start with Wyoming, though. They have even fewer people.
This is true.
Yeah, you probably want to go by
population.
Lowest population.
Instead of area.
Yeah. So I wasn't able to look at my awards, but I was able to pull up Rhett's.
Oh.
Interestingly enough.
Oh.
What's my four score these days?
They don't seem to be in order. I see some from
interesting.
April 26th. Huh. You were already doing the yellow scene collections on April 29th.
The yellow scene collections.
Yes. Yeah, I was probably 2 grand in by that point.
That's right. That's right. Collection score 96 and 100.
Oh gosh.
That's not bad. That's remarkably high collection score considering your absence.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh yeah.
96.01.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good, actually.
I think it was up to 90. Was it 98 for a while? I don't remember. I don't know.
You were up there. Yeah. Oh, no. You were certainly up there. Before they just blew it all up and changed how they do everything, yeah, you were certainly up there at like 98%. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
You were part of the one percenters. I mean, you were up there for sure.
I probably was briefly.
Yeah, just for a few minutes.
That was a good investment. That's a great investment, by the way.
Well, I mean, it keeps on giving. You still have the investment.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Sort of somewhere. Ether.
Yeah, it's likely now that his collection has been archived because
was that a thing that happened?
Oh,
that
I didn't
was
know.
A big rigmarole.
I didn't know about that.
In order to cut down on the server being overwhelmed with accounts, they migrated a bunch of accounts off the main server. This is my recollection of it. And so what they did is they just counted inactive users' collections towards this single account.
Oh, no.
And that's when there was a big kerfluffle about the four scores, people seeing their four scores drop. Because apparently four score factors in, it's a curve, it's graded on a curve, apparently. And so this one account was counted as having, you know, like a million inactive users collections on it. And so everybody else's score dropped until they sorted out the numbers there. But yeah,
that's no good.
I don't
like any of that at all. Which,
So apparently now if Rhett were to log in, his account would be transferred back to the main server and his, you know, he wouldn't have appeared to have lost any cards, but.
If it works as intended,
I mean, that's correct.
Has anything
would
ever...
Would everyone's four score then go up incrementally?
I think what they probably did is they just took that one account out of the calculations. And so people's scores returned to the usual before that. So,
all right.
But I don't know. But if yours was put back into the equation, then maybe everybody else's would drop a little bit. Although you still have one on your profile, so maybe that's. But maybe that's hasn't been recalculated in a while. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe Todd could tell us if we hear from him later.
His people.
Yeah,
said
I haven't heard that he's available.
Yeah. Although I didn't get the impression that he's necessarily down there in the weeds.
Oh no!
Even when he's around, he's not. He didn't seem to really know what was going on.
He doesn't leave his ivory tower. I mean, he will not go down with the little people, the programmers and such. I mean, he doesn't.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I mean, that's
you have to go down a few floors. Yeah, he's not going to do that.
That's way below him.
Yeah.
Well, hey, so what's new in the app in the last 6, 7, 8 months?
Well, I mean,
has there been any more Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, there's been some movies out, and so they've had some card releases, you know, based upon some of the films. And that's
not true.
Television series called Resistance.
Maybe television, but there have not been any Star Wars movies since
we recorded
last.
Oh, I thought. Okay, maybe not.
Solo was like May or something.
Okay, yeah. And we recorded something. I can't remember.
We did. That's okay. Right. Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all overwhelmed by it.
So hyped for that movie. No, but Star Wars Resistance.
I haven't seen it since opening night.
Mm. Oh, I mean, no. I've watched. No, I take that back. I bought the 4K, so I've watched it on 4K. An actual physical copy of it, so I did enjoy that.
Yeah,
and it looks good. It looked way better on
VHS.
It looked way better on my TV than it did in the movie theater because they had the projector lens so dark that you could barely see anything happening in the movie, even on the IMAX. But
maybe that's why I didn't like it. I didn't like.
Well, no, look, I mean, you know, they certainly chose that. I mean, the cinematographer, he made the choice to do that for sure. But, I mean, it looks awesome on a 4K screen. I mean, it really looks good.
Is it any more relevant?
No.
In 4K?
Well, it is because they introduced Lando Calrissian's yellow outfit, which we will apparently get to see in episode 9. So there's with Billy Dee wearing it this time. So there's relevance there. You know, and we got to see that wardrobe closet of his on the Millennium Falcon. So we know that
is that what Star Wars has come to now?
It is. Yes. In fact, they're going to just have a Lando Calrissian cape card set, just where it's just his capes.
Okay, the capes that doesn't sound like a terrible idea. Actually.
The very
the capes of Calrissian.
The capes of Calrissian.
Have they not done that?
No, they have not done that. Actually, honestly.
They're holding off probably for
somebody
episode 9.
Mentioned that to Todd.
Exactly. I think that'd be actually a good idea. I don't know why they haven't done that. I mean, we certainly saw a good like 24 of them in that scene in Solo. So I mean,
yeah.
When Han and what was her name, Kira. Awkwardly made out in the coat closet. That was.
I mean, look, who have I had a nickel?
Hey, that so, it? You, just if you had a nickel.
Yeah, I, that was unrelated to anything. I had a nickel.
Just a nickel.
Hey, what? So while we're on the subject of Solo, that was a movie that came out. Were there cards? I guess there were.
Oh,
there
yeah.
Were Solo
oh,
cards,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There was, they,
and there's still, I mean, there's tons.
They still pushing,
yeah.
They still pushing that Solo crap.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's still a Solo.
They just did a, for the fourth anniversary, they did a set of characters from the Solo movie in the original bounty marathon style. Those are available. Yeah.
So currently in the cantina, they've got. Or in the store now, I guess is what they call it. But they've got the year four cards. They've got just the regular cantina, the featured store, the celebrate the saga, marathon store, Sunday hoard, premium store, Padawan store, and Tops Finest. So that it should say Tots Finest. I don't know why it doesn't say Tots Finest, but. And it's all crystals. Everything's if you actually want to be able to do anything, crystals is the way to go. Credits, you can't. They're useless. Yeah, I mean they're completely useless. Just like they were on Tatooine. Credits, Republic credits are useless.
No good here.
No good here. It's all.
This is always the content of ours that ages best is when we are discussing specific sets that are. Currently going on in the app.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I did want to at least mention the four year stuff. I mean, it, you know, it's a monumental occasion that the app actually made it 4 years. But you know, they're doing the bounty, so they're just basically doing like with a 4 year border or something. They're just doing all the old cards from year one, is basically what they're doing, and getting everybody's money.
Or they're doing. Right, or they're doing the current photos from the current sets with the original border.
Yeah.
Although they don't cut out the cards anymore. They'll use that original two-line shaped border and they've got the variants in the different colors, but they don't cut die cut the cards as they called some of those.
The die cuts, yeah.
Yeah.
How's our Poggle watch going?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's horrible.
Your rainbow's broken.
Oh yeah, and it's impossible to get. I mean, the people won't even talk to me. So I mean, yeah, it's.
No, are these cards in the hand of Poggle lovers or just?
No, one of them's in the hand of an Ayla Secura lover, who secure like a one count Ayla Secura
those people are like they're the Michael Jacksons of the app.
Oh, jeez.
The R. Kellys, if you will.
Yeah, I won't.
Ayla people.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically.
It's always young Ayla, too. They're like,
There's like, never a young that. Ayla Secura card. There was never. It's always just been the one aged. Idiot.
Oh, wait. No, I was thinking that other one. Ahsoka.
No, it's not Ahsoka. Jeez.
Oh, Ayla.
Do you even
Ayla
prequel, bro?
One, right?
Do you even prequel, bro? I mean, come on.
I forgot what these movies are. I've blocked Star Wars out. I don't even remember who's in it. Like, who the characters are. It's the Ahsoka people. They're the they're the predators of the app.
Yes. That's right. No, so anyways, yeah. It's
you know they got a windowless van.
The scourge of the app right now is this.
Giving out free base.
Oh my god. this is already going the way that I was hoping it wouldn't. This is why I haven't done this in like a year.
Now, Ayla, she's the blue one, right?
She is.
That's right, yeah.
She's blue, maybe teal. I don't know. I mean,
Teal. Oh man, is that a. Remember those teal cards they still do though?
Yeah, you sound like Chris Farley. Hey, remember when you were.
Hey, remember that? Yeah.
Remember that one time? When you were the Terminator?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
Oh my god.
Michael, remember that one time when you had one each of every Poggle card ever released?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's impossible now. I mean, the guy The guy would not even talk to me. I know all he would do. He would look at it if I had a one count Ayla, and the Scourge, the app, who, whenever they started doing this whole gilded crap, it really ruined the app. I mean, it just, I mean, the app was already kind of crappy anyways, but when they introduced, I mean, gilded,
how hard's an Ayla to get? Is there a big run on Ayla card?
Well, it is, because all he would take would be a one count, because it's a one count Poggle. It's a one count gilded Poggle that he's got. And I could, you know, remember, speaking of remember when the Obi Wide Vision actually got people to think about it. That doesn't even happen anymore. People don't even care anymore about Obi Wide Vision.
That's still a cool card.
It is a great card. And I mean, I've offered that. I've offered like every low count or rare card that I thought I had. And the guy won't even talk to me. So, I mean, it's, yeah, you know. Somebody in the Black Sun Card Cantina or whatever it is, they said they know that guy, and apparently he's a nice enough guy, but he just won't deal unless you've got a one count Ayla. So I mean, I don't. There's a couple dead accounts that have some one count Aylas out there that I tried to negotiate with, but I mean, they sort of have ghosted the app, and so they're gone. I mean, they're out there in the ether like your collection is, Rhett.
Yeah, I don't have any low count Aylas.
No, they're, yeah. So,
but I like the blue one. I like the blue Star Wars ladies.
You do? You're partial, yeah, to the blue ladies. Yeah. So yeah, yeah, I'm missing a one count and a two count. So I'm actually missing two Poggle cards, unless as part of this 4 year thing they start throwing out some Poggle. I haven't checked lately, but. I've kind of given up on completing that rainbow. I mean, I've got a pretty nice rainbow, but it's not what it could be. Mm. Yeah, it's pathetic, really. Mm. But I can't do anything about it. The guy won't even talk to me. I can't even I can't even send him, you know, friends and family PayPal money. Like, I'm a crack addict or something. I can't even do that.
He's not interested in hard cash money.
He won't talk. I mean, I haven't quite gone that far, but I at least tried to strike conversation up with him, and he won't even talk. So
remember when you used to leave like a bag of money on a park bench just to get a Poggle?
Oh yeah, oh, I certainly remember that. Those were the days.
I'm getting all reminisce-y about the app.
I mean, I literally sent at least $100, it might have been more, friends and family to some dude I didn't even know, and just was trusting that he would send me the Poggle card. Literally, those were the days. Those were the days.
Well, and you got it.
I did, but
yeah,
but that
speaks well of our community.
Well, Star Wars people are pretty trustworthy.
I don't know.
I mean, not the Ahsoka crowd, but the regular ones. You wouldn't want your kids to be around those guys.
I mean, you know, those Ahsoka people cease to amaze me.
They cease to amaze you? They never cease.
They never cease.
I think the specifics of his meaning was less important.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, as far as like the stand-up Star Wars crowd is concerned.
Yeah. That's okay.
I like how. Remember when that guy like DM'd you, Rhett?
About what?
Didn't he DM you and call you all kinds of bad names? Didn't he do
that?
Oh
yeah, that guy. Yeah, that was the Star Wars. No, that was the DJ.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I forgot about that guy too.
See some A's.
I've forgotten all this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Brett, your memory never fails to cease to amaze me.
Oh man, I didn't pick up that at all.
Wow.
I'm literally phoning this one in.
We can tell, because now you're getting, whatever you have done has made your sound, you sound even worse than you were.
Oh, good.
We're going to be lucky if we get an okay rating on production quality on the Roku pod.
Oh, he won't. Yeah, I'm not even going to know.
What did we do?
He won't know that this exists, as far as, unless he still has us, unless people still have us on their subscriptions. This won't, nobody will know this is going to exist.
Why would you ever delete a subscription?
Oh, hey, hang on, just I got it. Hang on, just 1 second. I'll be back.
Red, are you still there?
I don't know, man.
Okay, all right. So the new fans' choice is a vote off. It's a bracket every week, and I think we're in the quarterfinals right now. And so the decision last week was Sebulba versus Captain Ethano.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how to say his name.
That's the guy with the cool red hat.
The cool red hat. And it's always interesting to see who wins. And the stakes are, if you want the award card for the Fans' Choice set, you have to have...
Okay, I'm back.
You have to have voted for whoever the eventual winner is. You have to have voted for that character through all four rounds. So you don't need to get the vote right every time, but whoever's going to win it, you have to have voted for them every time. And so surprisingly, Ethano beat Sebulba, even though Ethano has...
What, Ethano beat Sebulba?
Is that right? I mean, I think that's right.
No way. When did that happen?
I don't know. I could have that wrong. I don't know.
That just seems...
But this week it was the Porg versus... Who was it? The Porg versus somebody else.
Are you telling me that this app is now filled with the stink of The Last Jedi? Well, that was Force Awakens anyways, but...
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe I'll go see if
any sequel trilogy anyone wins. Although I bet the Porg is going to win this week if it already hasn't. I mean, because it was like Porg versus Dr. Evazan, and Dr. Evazan,
right.
He has no chance against a Porg. There, I mean, that's just, you can't. You know, that's like try that. That would be like.
Are there a lot of girls in that? Voting for Porg. Small children, like tiny 3-year-old kid.
That'd be
right.
Who's voting for Pork?
I mean, I voted for Pork. I'm a big fan of the Pork.
Well,
now, I mean, if it had been Baby Ewok against Pork. Baby Ewok would dominate that. Porg would
like to think so.
I don't know if I could tell them apart.
Well, yeah, I think at birth they look pretty much the same.
Right, yeah, the little ones all look the same, right?
Yeah, they just got
like Baby Ewoks did.
They just got like big eyes and little.
Yeah, you can
pug nose.
Little blobs of fur, right? Like
you
Tribbles.
Can tell the difference. Come on.
Like Tribbles with eyes.
Yep.
That baby Ewok is awesome, though. The baby Ewok in Return of the Jedi that sort of just gets scared, that's an awesome baby Ewok.
Has there been a baby Ewok card?
I don't know. We're uncovering a lot of just gaping holes in the app tonight. We need a Billy D cloak collection and I don't think there
baby
has,
Ewok card.
Well,
there has to
have been the baby Ewok card. It has a name that's not canon, but I can't remember. I don't even want to look it up. I refuse to look it up right now. But apparently, they named that baby Ewok at some point.
Okay, there's one here in the classic card art series 2.
Okay, you found. Yeah.
It's not a photo though. It's just
right.
A classic art drawing.
I remember that. Yeah, I do recall that.
Hmm.
Baby Ewok.
They tend to feature Ewoks heavily in the Christmas sets.
Well, look, I mean, with Disney Plus, they're going to need baby everything. They're going to have like a Muppet Babies version and have like baby Star Wars. I mean, they're going to have so much content in that thing. So we're going to get it all. It's all coming.
Except the Star Wars movies.
Well, they have to wait a minute on that. Well, no, they bought Fox, so they've got them now.
Yeah, but they can't stream them for several years.
Well, it's not that as long.
TNT's got the broadcast rights on them.
It's not as long as you would think. I mean, it's like seven years or something. That's not that long. It'll.
I don't even think it's that long. I think it's like 2023 or something.
It'll fly by. It'll fly by.
Well, I mean, I can watch them whenever I want. Well, when I want to. Star Wars is dead to me.
Oh, so sad.
I mean, that's the truth. Have you read this? I mean, all the crap they consider canon now. Have you seen that stuff?
It's
worse than the EU ever was.
I just finished Queen's Shadow, and it was good. I loved Queen's Shadow. I thought it was a great book.
Wings Shadow. What
Queen's. Queen's Shadow. It's about Amidala. It was good. I just finished it today.
Oh, my gosh. There's a whole book about her?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, good Lord.
The epilogue made me cry. It was good.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
It was
great. Wait a minute. Michael, you read a book and cried at the end?
Yes. The epilogue was
I don't did even, you read it or did you listen?
I listen. Anymore. I don't read. I listen to them. They're audible.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, were you so moved by the voice work?
Yes. The woman that was reading, it's fantastic. Kat Tabor, she's fantastic. It's really good.
Now, is that her character name in the story?
Because that sounds like a Star Wars name if I've ever heard one.
Catherine Tabor. Sorry. Kat Tabor.
Kat Tabor.
Yes.
I think I'm going to hoard Kat Tabor.
Do you even Star Wars?
If I ever get back in the app, I'm going to hoard Kat Tabor.
She's Amidala's voice in the freaking Clone Wars animated series. Don't act like you don't know that. Don't act like you don't know that.
Never seen it.
But you're full of You're so funny.
Speaking of cartoons,
is that why Star Wars is now just a bunch of cartoons?
I think it is now. That's a lot of the new cards that have these cartoon characters on it.
Dude, the Resistance, the part one of Resistance season finale was awesome. We got to hear General Hux's speech from a HoloNet on this platform that all these characters on it, all these First Order troopers were watching his. You know, the big speech right before they're about to shoot the laser and blow up Hosnian Prime. So, see, the kid.
Oh, in Force Awakens?
Yeah, yeah.
When he's out there yelling and it's got all the little two on the nose Nazi imagery.
So, the main kid, the main character, his parents are senators. And he just found out I don't know if this is a spoiler alert. People have had time to watch. It's been out for a week.
I mean, it's a cartoon.
Dude, it's good, though. And so he finds out right then and there that his parents just got blown up. They showed him finding out his parents got blown up on Hosnian Prime. It was pretty intense for a cartoon, for a kid's cartoon. It's pretty sad. I don't know how
but it didn't bring you to tears like this book did.
No, the book brought me to tears. Well, the epilogue was awesome. The epilogue was, I don't want to ruin it because it's a brand new book, but the epilogue was really good. The book itself is great.
Nobody who listens to this thing reads, Michael.
That's not true.
Have you seen our demographics? It's like it's only the criminally insane.
That's true.
It's a niche audience.
That's true. There's certainly more legitimate card trade podcasts that people can listen to than this one. This annual release podcast. That's how you really keep your listeners, is annually release an episode. That's how you really keep people coming.
Well, I mean, it's too frequent for Star Wars. Star Wars drove it into the ground doing one a year.
Well, that's true.
Maybe we should go back to the once every 3 year model.
That'd be better. Well, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be something.
A little hype.
There's always going to be something out there now. I mean, with Disney Plus app, there's always going to be something out there now. There's another. We got Clone Wars season 7 coming. Probably going to have a season 8 of it. I mean, probably more animated series. I mean, and there's all the live action series. It's going to flood the market forever, pretty much. I mean, I always thought that maybe like I'd be able to outlive Star Wars, and now that's not going to happen. And I'm going to be pissed off that I die before I get to see all of canon.
Before you see episode 41?
Yeah, I'm going to be pissed off. I mean, hopefully by then, I mean, I can just maybe upload my consciousness to the cloud, and that way I can still watch it even after I'm dead. That's one.
Yeah, that'd be good.
One could only hope.
Yeah, I'm sure by that point there will be a way that you can be interred somewhere with a dedicated connection that just streams whatever content you select for.
Yeah.
As long as the sun is glowing.
Well, I mean, look,
right, yeah.
It's going to be about 10 years. I mean, some people are telling us we got about 10 years to live. So, I mean,
who's telling that?
I don't know.
What's taking us out this time?
That's taking all of us out, or is this just your doctor telling you about some lifestyle?
Yeah. No, it's all of us. If we don't change, we're not going to make it. It's going to be about 10 years. We're going to be gone.
Oh, 10 years is a long time.
I know. It is a long time.
What's supposed to happen? Like the ocean rise or something?
I don't know.
I've been watching the news in 2008.
I don't listen to the speeches. I just hear about them. It's like ancillary chatter on Twitter. I don't actually stop and listen to any of this garbage.
Oh, well, if it was on Twitter, then it's got to be true.
Mm.
I don't even know who the president is.
You don't want to know.
There was a point in my life where I really didn't know anything about anything. I think I was doing a little quiz game or something, and it was, who's the vice president? And I had no idea. And I felt like I was better off then. Ignorance. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did they say ignorance is bliss?
Yeah. It's no joke. That is no joke. But, yeah, it's, you know, talking about running it to the ground, there's, I just can't imagine that any large franchise would be able to put out a movie more than once a year and sustain an audience that would keep attending.
I've never heard of one do that.
No.
2-3 months apart.
Yep. Those movies would not make very much money. You just kept cranking them out like that. There's no way.
So maybe then, could it be that it's not fatigue, it wasn't the release schedule, it was in fact the quality of the movie?
I didn't sign up for what's happening right now. I'm not going to participate.
Are Star Wars movies just not that good?
I'm not going to. I still think they're awesome. I'm not going to participate in that nonsense.
There's no possible way anybody could objectively believe that Solo is awesome.
Solo's good. Solo's a solid movie. It's harmless. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a great movie.
It could spark joy, though.
It could. Sure it does.
If it were cluttering up my house, I would have to get rid of it. Because it doesn't spark joy.
Oh, I don't know. Who are you talking about? I don't even know that chick's name.
I don't know her name.
I don't know.
Sure, there's probably a TV show or something.
Probably. No, I thought Solo was fine. I thought it was fine.
That's why I left the app. The app didn't spark joy for me anymore.
Well, is that why?
It really didn't.
Is that why? No, I left it for a while too, but I finally got back in, and I was, you know, and they make it so difficult to get back in and actually keep your actual, you know, screen name. I mean, Wade Bugs. I was Wade Bugs for a couple days, and it was horrible because I felt like I was channeling 500 beers.
What was the amount?
Oh, it was a lot.
In a 2-hour period.
It was the size of the tank that James Cameron built for Titanic.
You know, when we call back to things that we've talked about before, to us, it feels like it's been a long time.
It has been.
It's been like a year, right? That would have been like episode before last.
Well, right.
Just to the podcast.
Right, right. Yeah, it wouldn't take people long to find the stuff. Yeah.
Well, this is the same problem that Star Wars is going to have if they space their releases too far apart.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, look, they've already announced that we obviously know we're not getting anything in 2020.
Right. They're going to wait until Kathleen Kennedy is gone.
Yeah. She is. You know, she was fired. At the end of September of 2018, I told her to pack up her stuff and be out of there within 3 years. And that's a long time.
That's
being fired.
That's a long time to give somebody to get, pack their stuff.
It's a long walk out the door, but that's what that was.
That's a long time.
You've served your time. We're going to let you sail off into the sunset, whatever it is you do. We're gonna make it look like, oh, this is, and we've extended our contract, but that's an end date. They were like, we're gonna sign the papers here. Let this happen, but they didn't even release. Like, it just happened. They didn't even. Was there even a press release about it?
Do you remember?
No, there was not. It leaked.
Are you talking about Academy Award winner Kathleen Kennedy? Is that who you're talking about?
That's just one step ahead of Norbit, which was an Academy Award nominated. Also solo.
Michael is still the elitist, being the only award nominated member of the podcast.
That's right. He really puts a lot of weight on those awards.
That's right. That's right. Well, I mean, what it was is my mom paid for people to vote for me. It's basically what it was.
And now she's in federal prison for wire fraud.
For tax evasion. She's a deduction.
She's in the spice mines of Kessel right now.
Well, was she freed by that lunatic robot that...
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember that robot's name, L7.
Is it L33T?
I don't know.
It was Leet, whatever.
Yeah, L33T.
Mid to late 90s hacker speak.
Yep.
Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That Star Wars has fallen that far.
Like Matthew Lillard hackers? Is that basically?
Well, and then there's that R2 unit Pwn that buddy. God.
It's embarrassing. It's worse than when Lucas started injecting a little politics into things.
Yeah,
it's like
Chick Daney.
He would, the politician. Sly Bushforb.
Yep, yep.
Holy crap. Dude, be a little more subtle than that. That's gross.
Oh, God.
This is worse. This somehow, it's like, at least that was, oh, he's got some agenda. This is just embarrassing. That leaks. Oh, crap.
Yep.
I can't believe I paid for that movie.
Twice. Oh, God.
I feel the same way about Captain Marvel, too, by the way. If anybody wants to hear my opinion on that.
No, I don't.
I turned on it.
I know you.
It exceeded my shockingly low expectations. But then I thought about it for 10 minutes, and I was like, nah, it's crap.
No, it's good. It's good.
It's like Solo.
It's one of the most underwritten characters of all time.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
that's a lot of characters to compare against.
I mean,
I'm trying to run the scan.
Yeah, I couldn't.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good Solo movie, I guess. It's about that.
Look, as a podcast nominee, I don't want my reputation to be tarnished by you guys bashing all these movies.
I don't like anything anymore. I know you don't.
No. That's not true. You like those ships for that game, that little game you
exactly.
play.
Exactly. That's the first thing I thought of.
The Star Wars. That's where all the innovation is happening in the Star Wars universe right now. In gaming.
What is that game called?
Oh, it's X-Wing. Well, it's X-Wing. No. That one's Armada.
Armada.
That's Star Wars Armada, the miniatures game from Fantasy Flight Games. And they're just there sometimes. They've announced it, and I don't know when it's coming out. But it's the Super Star Destroyer model play piece. Freaking 2 feet long. It's spectacular. It's like $200 or something. $160, or it's grotesque, whatever amount it is, to have this game piece. But it's awesome.
Now, is it one that you would have to paint yourself?
No. These come pre-painted.
Yeah, they're
pre-painted.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
okay.
The Star Wars Legion, you have to paint those. And those are miniatures, but they're like people scale, like you know, what? You'll have some jumbo people ship scale. Like
people
ATS.
Scale.
Not like, I mean, like
in game.
No, no, no. Like they're scaled to a miniature person instead of a starship scale kind of thing.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah.
Like Warwick Davis?
I didn't describe that particularly well, but no. So, but you got to paint those, so I'm probably out on that forever.
Yeah.
I tried. I did Imperial. There's another miniature game on Imperial Assault. I got that. I tried to paint those. That's just a lot of work. Yeah. And I don't have that kind of
thing. I could see why some people would enjoy it, but yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah.
I like to pre-paint it. And then if you're going to do a Star Destroyer on that scale, it would be probably 40 feet. It would be impractical.
Or maybe larger than that. Yeah, it would be a monster.
So
that wouldn't work. But the Star Wars Armada and Star Wars X-Wing miniatures games, all the models for those are fantastic. The gameplay is fun. I still like Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
You're a ships guy, though. You've always been a ships guy. I've just never cared. I don't know any of the ships. I don't know the ships.
You do.
No, yes, I really don't. I don't know. I mean,
all the various ties.
No, I really like the TIE Echelon. I have no idea what that is.
Heck is that? I don't know what that is.
An Echelon.
Is that a new thing?
Or maybe it's Echelon? No, I think you pronounce it Echelon. Yeah, TIE Echelon.
Sure Brett is featured heavily in The Queen's Shadow.
Oh, is it?
No. It is featured heavily in Galaxy's Edge. It's at Galaxy's Edge. Did you not see the drone footage of it today or yesterday?
No, Disney World is for children.
No. That's canon though.
They're going to have the same park at Disneyland. You can go visit it there.
Yeah, that's canon. It's all canon though. There's going to be a novel tie-in. It's a Black Spire novel.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, exactly.
A tie-in.
Oh my goodness! Look, when Star Wars Galaxy Edge meets Westworld technology, that's when I'll show up for it.
Well, I mean, look, that Hondo Inaka, the animatronics are pretty amazing on that. But no, he's not walking around.
You give me a Camino and brothel, and see how much money I pour into that.
I should have known better to even mention Galaxy's Edge.
To try to engage on that.
What am I thinking?
So here's the question.
You thought I was a whale in the top sap.
Oh, gosh.
I just wonder if the blue milk is going to require 21 and up to drink. That's all.
Well, they are going to have some cocktails, but I think that the blue milk and the green milk are not going to be adult beverages.
Now, will you be able to consume the green milk straight from an animatronic teat?
Straight from a teat. Now that would be a sight to see, wouldn't it? Just to see all these little kids, just a line of them. I don't even remember what that thing's called. That big beast.
Thalas Siren.
Yeah. That's it. The Thalas Siren.
You know, to have that in their name, you'd think that they would produce a pleasing sound. But I don't ever recall hearing.
No, I don't hear. I didn't hear
the
any
song of the Thalas Siren.
No, I don't. Oh man.
Have we come to grips with that yet? That Luke squeezed some green milk out of a teat in a Star Wars movie that happened in our lifetime. Do we just accept that?
Is this where we are now? And we're not talking about something that happened in a cartoon.
Nope.
And we're not talking about any other character. We're talking about Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, this is mainstream released in
Luke Skywalker
global theater
feature length film.
Yeah,
Fluke
portrayed
Starbucker.
Portrayed 4-story high screen.
Yeah, portrayed by Mark Hamill.
And it was it wasn't even a CG teat. It was a practical teat.
Yeah, a practical teat. That's right. Lucas, I mean, to Lucas's credit, he would not have had a practical teeth.
No, it would have been CG.
It would have been a CGI teeth for sure.
Well, I think that just shows how far the creature effects have come.
That's right.
That we have a convincing practical alien sea monster teat. That we don't need to resort to the
No, we want to CGI. Spend. They've got F them money, so it's Disney, so they can make a practical teat.
Yeah, I don't. You think if he had gone to Weta Workshop and said, "Make me a teat," they'd have said, "You know what? Get out of our face. We're not going to do that."
No, they would not.
Maybe they tried. Maybe that's why they had to build it practical. ILM. ILM. CGI workers threatened to strike.
They're like, we're not using our ones and zeros for a teat.
Practical teat and practical milk actually came out of the practical teat.
Yeah, they had to rig up an elaborate system to make those teats work. Like, they spent money. They spent dollars on that.
A lot. A lot of dollars.
You know, going to the Star Wars Celebration conventions, some of the most treasured memories I have for them are going to panels and hearing the crew and cast from the original films discuss the experience. Mm-hmm. And one in particular, there was, I think, all of the puppeteers on the Jabba the Hutt creature shared the story of how one would control the tail and how one had how they would have to fit in this thing and the conditions and what it was like to interact with Carrie Fisher, you know, laying there, but they couldn't see her. And just really enjoyable that kind of filled in this little backstory of how this memorable thing was made. It's just sad to me to think that if this world happens to exist more than 10 years from now, that my children might go to a convention one day and their only option is to see a panel where it's the puppeteers that created the practical teat describe the process of creating this teat that could be milked. And
it's a double feature. It's the teat guy and the guy that was John D. Brandon.
Well, I mean, it was Frank Oz. He was the one that was squeezing the milk.
Frank Oz didn't do that. He didn't
do that. Frank Oz.
He doesn't even stick his hand in the Yoda puppet anymore.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
You don't know where that puppet's been.
Yeah, he doesn't leave the house. He phones in the voice from the house.
No, he was on set. Come on. He was on set. I watched the little documentary. He was on set.
But that's one of the things I did like, because they did use a Yoda puppet, from what I understand.
It was.
Yeah. You can tell. You can always tell with Yoda.
Yes, you can. Yeah, man. Yeah. That episode, what was it? Episode one puppet?
Oh, man, that thing was rough.
That looked really bad, though. That looked really bad.
I don't know what happened there. It's like they tried to do kind of foam latex or whatever. And
that looked really bad.
Yeah, that was rough.
I mean, he was spending...
To the credit of Rian Johnson and the team, the teat looked a lot better than that episode one Yoda did.
It did. It was a practical teat. It looked really good. I mean, it's what you would think that it would look like.
I mean,
please name this episode the practical teat, please.
Oh gosh!
I'll pass the note along to our production.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of production, when you when we came on, you described us as your destination for what? Star Wars card trading and all digital card trading.
All things digital card trading.
All things digital card trading. That is an ambitious description.
It is.
Of this. Is kitten card still a thing?
Oh, it is, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's in its second incarnation now. It changed owners because the original couple that started it
did they get the divorce?
Didn't have time to work on it, so they passed it along. And so for a long time the app was you could log in, but nothing was happening. People could trade the original cards. And so some changes were made, and all of the original cards were archived, they call it.
Golly, there's a lot of that going on.
So all of the original cards were put in the museum, and new sets are now being released, and new waves of things. And
I mean, how far can you take this cat bit?
A long way. There's a lot of cats.
Like all kind of different cats, or
there's a lot of cats.
So
tabby, calico.
Well, you've got different sets. Himalayan. So you've got the fat cat Russian set, which has a lot of fat cats. You've got
Russian
the
is there a Russian blue in there?
It's interesting. They don't focus very much on the breeds of the cats. It's
hairless.
Just more about
just the dumb names, like
dumb names.
Charlie the cat.
Charlie, yeah.
Do they have the cat from Pet Sematary? That is a scary cat. That Pet Sematary.
Well, so the current set right now is the Mad Cats.
Oh.
You've got a Curmudgeon, Grumpus. So in the tiers, there's two parallels of the Mad Cats. You've got the Salty, and you've got the Scratch and the Salty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And the Bite. And so you see weird things in the trade feed, like I'm trading a Salty Bite for a Snape Scratch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any Flurkin in there?
A good question. I don't know if we've had a Flurkin.
Oh, yeah. Goose.
Yeah. Goose, that's right.
I really thought because they named the cat Goose that it was going to die because it was like a Top Gun reference.
It was definitely Top Gun.
So I figured.
Hey, spoiler alert, I haven't seen Top Gun yet.
Oh, sorry. Dang it. I knew 1986 was a long time ago. I should have known better, though. Oh, man.
Hey, isn't there a Top Gun 2 coming out? When's
there
that
is.
Coming out?
Yeah.
Is it a sequel or is it a soft reboot?
It's a direct sequel. No, I mean, Maverick is back in this thing. Yeah, it's a direct sequel.
Is this going to be like the Rocky movies?
They didn't get Val Kilmer. They didn't try to squeeze him into this.
No, he's in it. He's in it.
Did they?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
How about Kelly McGillis?
Kelly McGillis, no, I don't think she's in it. Rich Rochevich is in it. Rick Rockovich or whatever his
Rick
name
is. He Slider.
I think he's
in it. He went to live on like a farm in Scandinavia somewhere for a long time.
I don't know. I think the guy's dead. I don't know if he's really.
No, Rick Rochevich, he's still around.
He's still around.
I think he went to. Like Kelly McGillis, though, I'm not.
Nah, she doesn't need to be anywhere near it. No, they've already announced he's got like a new love interest or something. I don't know. And she's like 20 years younger than Tom Cruise.
Most everybody is. I looked at the guy's credit. I mean, he looks about the same as he always did.
He's close, yeah.
He's got to be pushing 60.
No, not this 50. 50.
He's in his
50s. No, he's pushing 60.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's in his 50s.
He's 55 plus.
Really? Yep. Huh. I don't know about that.
I saw... you don't have to believe it. It doesn't make it less true.
That's true.
it's facts are independent of your belief in it.
That's right, yeah.
But I feel that he's younger than that.
Yeah.
He's born in 62.
He's 56
years
old.
Somebody want to do that math for me?
All right.
He's 56, yeah.
All right, so yeah. I was correct.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I just feel like he should be younger than that.
Well, he should be. He looks younger.
I think he does too, yeah.
Yeah, he looks younger.
Somebody said, I read a review, not this last Mission Impossible movie, but the one that came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reviewers said, because that one, in that one, he had some scenes with his shirt off, and our reviewer said that Tom Cruise is, nobody's ever been a 52-year-old trying as hard to look 37 as Tom Cruise does in the movie.
Oh, and then he stopped going shirtless, didn't he, at that point?
Well, I mean, he didn't look bad in the movie, but he didn't have his shirt off in this last one.
Yeah,
but
no, I think
that's
he's...
okay, though, because he learned how to fly a helicopter for the last one, which and he did that skydive scene dozen times.
Does he, the trailer made it look like he was actually going to fight Henry Cavill. Did they fight in that movie, or were they?
Oh, yeah.
Did they fight each other?
They did.
Wait, you haven't seen Fallout?
Well, I never saw it. No,
Fallout's
that
awesome.
That would have taken me right out of the movie when Henry Cavill didn't come. completely destroy him in one punch.
Well, he kind of does. I mean, there is some of that. I mean, Henry Cavill gets one up on him several times.
Yeah. Okay, because he gets knocked around.
He would literally just ruin Tom Cruise.
Yeah, correct. I mean, and Henry Cavill was jacked in this movie. I mean, he was
right.
He had to cock his arms. I know when that truck.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
He cocked his
cock his biceps.
Go well, you gotta load the gun.
That's right. You gotta load the guns.
Yeah.
I thought that was a badass scene. I thought that was a great scene.
It was. I saw that. I went and saw that one in the theater twice, while it was still in the IMAX. Because especially those outdoor scenes when he's flying the helicopter and that's.
Yeah.
I should have done that in Justice League.
Cocked his arms.
Mm-hmm.
That might have.
I think he cocked him right before he snapped Zod's neck in Man of Steel.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah, he did.
Don't make me do this. Oh my gosh!
Right before he picked Batman up, he goes. Kah-kah.
Yeah.
You bleed. Yeah, that was a good scene.
Yep. Is that the one? So the one where he snaps Zod's neck? That's where Zod was trying to laser beam some bystanders, and he didn't, and he barely had the strength to restrain Zod from turning his neck. So somehow Zod's neck was strong enough to overcome all of Henry Cavill's arm strength. But then Henry Cavill does have enough strength to completely snap his neck,
right?
Just not turn his head.
He just took it to the next level,
right?
Yeah. I mean, these are supermen that we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you have to take it to the next level if you want to take somebody out.
I guess so. I guess when you cock your arms, when you do the arm cock, it just there's no middle ground. It's
no,
all or
you're going all the way.
Yeah. Now you're at the old 100% at that point.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. It's just a good thing he didn't snap his neck into the bystanders where they got laser eyed by the
right. Yeah, and I think if my memory serves, he actually did yank his neck that direction, but who cares?
Fortunately, the nerve.
I'm gonna start doing that whenever I go. When I'm about to eat a hot dog, I'm just gonna be like, and then I'm gonna pick that hot dog up and go to town.
It's basically like leveling up. Is basically what it is. I mean, you're taking it to the next level. You got it. I mean,
yeah.
Oh god. Oh man. So 4 years. This is 4 year out.
Whose idea was this?
I don't know.
My gosh.
I don't know.
I have one more.
Just lunatic raving.
I have one more note to make about Captain Marvel.
You have notes?
I
didn't do any notes. I didn't know we were supposed to do notes.
I read this today. I watched Red Letter Media's review of, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Oh no.
Yeah.
That was the least they've ever talked about a movie that they reviewed. Like they hardly mentioned it at all. The whole.
Do you think they were afraid?
Very little content of related content.
I think they were about indifferent as 2 out of 3 of us were towards Ed and Solo.
It was a great movie.
But somebody in the comment on that video said, "Doesn't Brie Larson translate to cheese theft?"
I guess so.
Wow.
I guess
the more you know.
It's not spelled differently.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
cheese kind of theft.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Michael.
Remember how she had no weaknesses at all in the movie.
She did have some weaknesses. She had some weaknesses.
She was just super powerful and just not even the slightest flaw or weakness.
She had some weaknesses.
Remember
if
that?
If she had a fault, which she doesn't, it would be her boundless humility.
Oh, boundless.
She loves too deeply. Cares too much.
Cares too much.
Yeah, maybe her only real flaw is just not recognizing her own value.
Maybe so.
God.
Maybe so.
Ugh, man.
So speaking of the Star Wars cartoons.
Yes. Animated series, please. Yeah. Animated series. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was – so usually, what I'll usually do in the app is I don't buy the crystals, so I look
Are you still free to play?
What? Why would I change now? Why would I start putting this now that it's proven to hold so little value? If you can't even get a one count poggle for a OB wide vision,
I know.
What's it all for?
I can't even get a guy to look at it. I can't even get the guy to look at it because to him it's a nothing card if it doesn't have that one with that blue A-list Secura on it. To him, it's nothing.
Yeah. So I do the sets that are for credits, and my favorite ones are the ones where you pay. It's like an expensive pack, maybe 25,000 to 50,000 credits.
Oh yeah.
But it's got the one insert guaranteed. That's the way I like to do it now.
Yeah.
You get it one. I only have to open one pack because opening the packs is still just a laborious task. So I like those. Brett, I don't know how you would.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I saw that
Do you cock your finger before you swipe?
How Henry Cavill plays.
That's right. But so there was in the original style, turned sideways with the blue border with the red badge, the red punch on it. It looked like some original scenes from the original trilogy, and you could buy a pack. It was a guaranteed insert for 100,000 credits. Oh, it said, past meets present in the brand new Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures vintage series. And so I bought it, and then I realized it wasn't a scene from the original trilogy. It was a scene from the cartoons they made to explain the original movie to children.
Oh, yeah.
The Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures.
Oh, yeah. That
just went over my head.
I'll say this.
Right there in the headline. I just forgot what that was. And
that's some good-looking animation, though.
I mean, I guess so. But
I like it. It looks good.
Has that come out yet?
Have you
seen the whole thing or just bits of it?
It's all of it, yeah. So you go to – it's Star Wars Kids is the YouTube channel that it's on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Have these videos for Star Wars Kids been vetted to make sure there's nothing, no nefarious messages?
I'm pretty sure they're full of Momo.
I think it's a cool concept. Animate, and it has the actual dialogue from the films.
I wonder if there was some Momo, subliminal messages in The Last Jedi, because I wanted to kill myself after watching it.
Oh, God.
We know that's not true, though, because of that one scene in The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
Redeemed it in the theater.
I walked out of there thinking that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Well, it still could be.
Simmer for a while before I turned on it. So.
No, it's still at least pretty cool.
Well, it's cool to see. I mean, it breaks the universe, but yeah. Not the writer.
They've explained all that. They've explained it all. Yeah, it's all explained. It's all explained.
Oh, good.
Was it in a cartoon?
No. I just mean that I think either Matt Martin or
canon breaking hyperspace.
No. Pablo Hidalgo or Matt Martin explained it or something.
Oh, good.
One of those story group guys explained it.
They did a couple tweets on it. And now it's all.
Yeah.
It's all
Twitter canon now.
Well, I mean, you know, the story group. If the story group, whatever the story group says, is canon.
My God, they're the least qualified people to tell me anything about Star Wars.
That's not true. That's not true at all. They're deemed story group. It's like it's a knighting. It's basically
one of them produced an episode of Crossing Jordan or something like that. That's the extent of their qualifications to even be in Hollywood.
Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, their current job is the story group, and so what they say is canon. It's a pretty simple concept.
Well, Donald Trump's current job is president, but he's not very good at it.
I'm just referring to what the job of the story group is to tell, to keep everything straight.
If I was that bad at my job, I'd get fired. I promise that.
Well, I mean, Carrie Hart did leave, but I don't think she was fired. But
and to be fair, I don't know if I would want the job.
That's probably
of president or story group. Just I didn't specify.
Right.
I guess either one, really.
Either one, Rinda.
Because then if Lucasfilm brings in Rian Johnson to come up with this all this crazy world breaking stuff, and then it's like, all right, story group. People are asking questions now. Please explain this away.
No. The story group had to give the blessing for the story that he was telling.
Oh, so it really was them that dropped the ball by letting Rian do it.
No, crazy stuff.
Okay, I see.
They explained all of it. I'm not going to search for the tweet stream because Twitter has a horrible search function. But
his new trilogy was going to be the main character was just going to be a T with hyperspace capabilities.
No. It's the story of a young Lot Dodd. Whose aspirations?
Yeah. Lot Dodd and Sly Bushburb out on the town.
No, that's going to be a standalone miniseries. I don't think that's going to.
That's true. Because
you got to have time to get into the characters.
That's more
heads and backstories.
That's more Disney Plus quality there. That's for the Disney Plus. Yeah.
True. It'll be sort of like the Marvel series on Netflix. Those will be R-rated. Those are going to be strong.
Yeah.
Content.
Yes, R-rated Lot Dodd is what we've always wanted.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm semi-excited for The Mandalorian.
There you go. See? There you go.
I think the talent attached to that is good.
Yes. See? It's all everything's fine.
Story group stays pretty far away from it.
Well, I mean, everything goes through them first. I mean, they're the ones that bless it to go forward, so... So I mean, they are going to have their hand. Their names will be in the credits. I mean, they have their hands in everything.
Did they sign off on the T too? You think?
Yes. They signed off on all of it.
You know, there's only two Lot Dodd cards in the entire app over the last 4 years. Lot Dodd has never been on a base card.
Oh my god!
There we go.
Yeah.
All right, in 2015 he hasn't had a card since.
Oh, that's too bad. Huh. He's an underutilized character.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least he wasn't designated as a creature like Dexter.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Thankfully, right.
That was
another callback. This is another like a best injustice. Show.
Yeah.
Well, this, I mean, look, you got to give the people what they want.
Is that what we do?
If we're going to release one a year, we've at least got to, you know, we got to pull out all the tots.
Oh, well, yeah, it's so strange because his title, you know, something like Veers will have general. And
sure.
But his title is cook. But Dexter's classification is creature.
Creature. Uh-huh.
It's just,
it doesn't make any sense.
No. It's unfortunate.
I thought we were still talking about Lot Dodd.
Lot Dodd like cook.
Is that a chef's hat?
No, I thought he was part of the clergy.
I believe those are senator robes.
Yeah, he's a senator.
Because it says he's a senator.
He is. Yeah, he's a senator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was he was featured heavily in Queen's Shadow.
And of course,
is he the one that brought you to tears?
No, so. That epilogue. Look, I mean, the epilogue will bring people to tears. It's a great, great epilogue.
That was a great thing about that original 2015 series of base cards is you could flip them over and they had descriptions on the back of the character.
I don't know why they... I guess that they just don't want to have to hire proofreaders because they kept just getting destroyed. And so...
Well, what's that story group doing? Can't they crap out some content to put on the back of those things?
They don't work for Topps. They work for Disney. They work for Lucasfilm. They're not Topps employees.
Well, can't Topps at least license some stuff from DK Books or something?
That is, they probably. Oh. I'm surprised they haven't. That's some high quality stuff that DK releases.
DK Publishing.
Yeah.
That's where I think that's where
all that's canon too.
All of the top tier Star Wars story groups they promote out of DK Publishing.
Yeah, that's some real good stuff.
Michael,
the decraniated. That's where we got the decraniated.
No, they were in Solo DK, also. They were DK, in Solo also.
Top DK coffee book table book.
No, the decraniated were in Solo also, though.
Was there one in there too?
Yeah, in on. I can't ever remember the character's name because it's such a forgettable movie. But I like the movie a lot, but I can't.
Oh, Vision. The guy that played Vision. What was his name?
Yeah.
I have no idea what the character's name
is. Such a memorable villain. We can't think of his name.
He had those little stripes, though.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool.
But
he got mad.
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
I don't know what his name was.
I can't pull it right now. And I don't want to look it up. So.
That's they mentioned that, I think, in the Honest trailer. They say, you can't name this character, can you?
We really
Dryden Vos. Yeah, and I finally pulled
it up.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. I did not look it up. It just took me a minute to remember. But, yeah, they were on his sail barge or whatever that thing is, that big ship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of sail barge, that HasLab's sail barge is freaking awesome. That thing is huge and it's awesome. I want that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, look it up. It's basically the thing that was crowdfunded. So Hasbro made a sail barge that was crowdfunded, and there was only like 250 of them or something like that. And it is beautiful. It is.
What scale is it?
It's. Well, I don't know the scale. I'm not a ship guy.
This is a Jabba. Okay, this is Jabba's ship.
It is amazing. Look up HasLab's Jabba sail barge. It is awesome. How do you guys not know about that? I couldn't tell you what scale it is. I don't know anything about
toys and it. Toys and cartoons aren't our big thing, I guess.
It would be the largest Star Wars, the largest Hasbro Star Wars product ever created.
Yeah, it is. It's out. It's shipped. I mean, it's out in the.
Oh, shipped. I see what you did there. Measuring approximately 4 foot long, this vast vehicle is a dream item for any Star Wars collection.
Yep.
It would be dwarfed by the USS flag.
Right.
Okay, so it's 3.5 inch figure scale.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know that's what you were asking. Yeah, it's not for the 6 inch. It's for the 3.5. Yeah, yeah.
7.5. Okay. Okay.
But
that's pretty cool.
It is really awesome looking, and they've got the skiff thing is one of the exclusives at Celebration this year. I think it's so you can get the companion skiff with it.
What are they celebrating? Oh my gosh. Are they going to celebrate the $80 million Solo loss?
It's more for episode 9. It's more.
Are they celebrating Kathleen Kennedy's impending retirement? That's what I'm doing.
It's the 20th anniversary of Phantom Menace. It's a big deal.
They're celebrating the Phantom Menace. My gosh. Man, they are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Look, I'm starting to look the prequel era. I love all the prequel era content that's been coming out lately.
When is the Resistance animated cartoon? How do I say it?
Right before Force Awakens.
It's a cartoon.
Okay. Yeah. So right before Force Awakens, and then the season finale is during Force Awakens. So it starts to blend in to the events of Force Awakens.
Okay, so is this going to be, when the whole thing is out, it's going to be like The Wizard of Oz and the Pink Floyd album? Like you can
play them together.
Right. On the last episode, right. And Force Awakens at the same time.
Yeah.
And you can watch them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's already been announced that there's going to be a season 2. So even though Hosnian Prime has been blown up, I guess we're going to have the continuing adventures of these characters that are on this refueling barge thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the characters here are so this takes weeks after the events of the prequel trilogy.
Oh yeah.
So does that does that mean that the character Buggle is
Buggle?
Poggle's is that Poggle's grand?
No,
kid.
No, no, that's not a Genosian. Buggle's not Genosian.
Are we sure? I've only seen one picture on the.
I thought Buggle was just some.
There's
little,
an award card.
I thought Buggle was like an animal or something. I don't know what a Buggle is. I thought it was like a little dog or something.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I just since the Poggle rainbow was broken, I was just going to throw out there that maybe you start a Buggle rainbow.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing any more rainbows. That's it's too much of an investment. I'm not.
I mean, Buggle
just
does
hoard
have...
things with just hoard things with double G's.
Right. Yeah.
So then that'd be the didn't the added scene in the special edition Return of the Jedi, what was that guy singing that comes right up to the screen and screams that little thing? He's got two G's in his name, I think. I can't remember that stupid character's name.
No, not Quiggled. Quiggled was in the
No, not Quiggled.
Okay. All right.
Another one. Man, there's a lot of double G's.
Not Kleeg. Right.
Oh, Kleeg would be good.
Yeah, but what was the name of that thing, though?
Kleeg. No, I can't remember that. It's it's maybe it starts with an S. It might start with
an S. Not the Mos Eisley Feltapern Trevag, right? Not.
Oh, maybe it is.
Feltapern.
No, because this was Return of the Jedi.
Okay, this was Return
of the Jabba's. Yeah. This was at Jabba's.
Jabba's. Okay, so Feltapern. That's a different
the
double G.
Singing Jedi Rocks.
Yeah, it's the thing. Yeah, that guy that sings Jedi Rocks.
Okay, so not General Tag.
I thought his name had some G's in it, but maybe not.
No, General. Okay, and not Biggs.
No, there's a lot of double G's. That's right.
You got your work cut out, man.
That'd be an interesting, very specific rainbow.
Yeah.
The double G rainbow.
And not the Rogwort. That's a different creature, apparently.
No, not Rogwort.
What is that guy? I can't remember his name. Oh, hang on. I'll find out. He was one of the Jizz Whalers. That's a good name. That's great work, Star Wars.
It was the style of music. That was the style of music they played.
This is Jizz Whaling. Okay.
What?
I guess the story
that
group
was
wasn't around
way,
to stop that.
Yeah, no, that was pre-story group. Yeah.
Okay, so the thing that in The Force Awakens that Tito rides, it's not that one. That's the Lugga Beast with two G's.
That's just Tito. Yeah.
And, okay, so don't it's not a Lugga Beast.
No, it's not a Lugga Beast. It's not a... No, it's not.
Oh, that was Rappertuni.
Oh,
okay.
That's the stage name of. Oh my word! I'm not even going to try it. But I'll just stick to. Yeah, he was nicknamed the Jedi Rapper.
No.
By the filmmaker.
The Jedi Rapper.
Wait, are they saying that character's a Jedi?
No, just that he was in Jedi.
He was in Jedi. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, wailing away with the jizz.
Mm.
He's a jizz artist. He's a
jizz whale. I mean, he was definitely wailing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. He comes right up on the screen. I mean, they.
There's some more. It looks like the EU had a lot of jizz whalers. Evar Orbis and his galactic jizz whalers.
Now this was another. There's a Strano Cookie Tugs, but that was Force Awakens.
Yeah, I don't.
It's another double G.
Oh
so
yeah,
if
Cookie.
How do you get the name
a
Cookie?
New account in the app.
Yeah.
And I called myself Jizz Whaler. Would that be allowed or banned?
I don't know.
Probably banned. They probably wouldn't. They'd probably flag
it. Why can you ban it?
It's straight
out of Star Wars.
It is straight out of Star Wars, but I mean, it could offend
ban,
some people.
They wouldn't ban Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Why would they ban Jizz Whaler?
Well, we don't know.
Well, you could try it. I mean, you could try it. I don't. I mean, I could hoard Wade Bugs. I mean, he's got
now
two
we've
G's.
Got okay. No, we've got some. I just typed in JIZ, and there's a handful of users out there. We've got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got Jizz Boy, J I Z Boy.
Okay.
We've got Jizz Boy, J I Z Z B O I. We've got
oh, like Big Boy.
Okay. It's like Skater Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jizz Boy. Okay.
Yeah. We've got Jizzle Dog 69.
Jizzle Dog.
So they've basically given up. They've just given given up.
Okay. I think the point is, I think I'd be okay with Jizz Whaler.
I think you would. Yeah.
But there's got to be a Jizz Whaler out there already, though.
I don't see one. We've got a Jizz Bomba.
Huh. Like.
Yeah.
Huh.
Bomba, whatever. Yep.
Bomba Jedi? Like a Bomba. Okay.
Like Bomba Jedi, yeah. Okay. We've got Jizzoo Boy.
Okay, okay.
JIZZOOOOBOI. So the play on the Jizz Boy is.
So you're saying that basically their quality control has just, they've just bottomed out. They have no.
Or maybe they simply recognize that these are simply inspired by
the style of music.
Sure.
From the Star Wars universe.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, just ask the Jizzler, with the four score of 51.5. There's no other explanation where that name came from. And same for Jizz Donkey 75.
Wow. Okay. Well,
Jizz 'em up. Jizz 'em up has a 5-star trade rating.
Well, of course he does.
Oh man.
Yep.
Seems like they need to archive some more counts.
If I were in the app and I were named Jizz Whaler, I would have only Space Slug cards.
Okay. It would be a good horse.
It would not be easy to collect all of them because there was a whole series.
Oh,
that's
right. There was.
Behind the scenes art. Yeah.
That was, yeah. There was.
You can always make another account and trade all those cards too.
How do we have a behind the scenes?
You know, I'll do that.
We've got the slug, behind the scenes slug, but not Lando's wardrobe. I don't understand.
It's just a matter of time. It took time for
just totally dropped the ball on that. Yeah, but still, you would have thought that Solo would have been a really good opportunity to do something like that.
Well, maybe they want, you know, I mean, the younger Lando, I'm sure has, but what people really want is to see Billy Dee Williams in the set, so they're gonna wait. I'm sure they'll have production photos taken of him and all the colors.
I don't like the fact that he's gonna be wearing the yellow. I mean, that's just rumored, but I don't.
Do you think that one day we'll be able to have a personalized viewing experience for films where we could put on glasses that will change colors of things like that so we can watch the movies we want to see it?
Probably.
If we don't want to accept the fact that Tom Cruise is in his mid-50s, we can just put on glasses that will de-age.
De-age.
We just set the slider where we want
to
see
there's him. There's all de-aging's a popular thing in Hollywood right now. So,
I mean,
I do think that we're going to be at a point because eventually everything's going to be it's all going to be digital media, right? Where no more physical media, really.
Yeah, it's close
and I
to
think
that.
Filmmakers are going to take that opportunity to go in and change their movies all the time. They'll go in and fix it, and you're basically just like they do video games where you have to download a patch to get the newest version of the movie.
Well, you know, I hope not. Netflix altered Bird Box. They took out some footage that had been used because it turned out it was footage of an actual deadly crash.
What? You know, I didn't know about
that. There was a train accident in Canada where a tanker train crashed into a small town, and a lot of people were killed, and there was footage of that in Bird Box, and so Oh. You know, Netflix can just alter the movie, and anybody's got the original on a disc. So
right. That's true.
Well, they did that with The Notebook. They've got a heretofore unseen version of The Notebook on there.
Really? Oh. What have you heard about that?
If somebody who cried over a Padme Amidala book is going to judge me for watching The Notebook on Netflix,
I would challenge you to read that book and not cry over the epilogue. The prequels have a special place in my heart. Because it's like, it's back when there was innocence. Like, Star Wars was innocent back then. It was...
Yeah, no teeth and jizz wailing. That was post jizz wailing.
Yeah.
But pre-teeth.
Yeah. Pre-teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
He was in that, in the sweet spot.
That's right.
Well, it's just the last thing that the Maker was involved in, that George himself was involved in, so... I mean, I know the Clone Wars and all that, but the last...
He's the one that had that Eopi fart. Is that the Maker? Is that the man we got on the pedestal?
He's on the pedestal, yes. He is on the pedestal. It's just a great book. It's just a good book. I liked it. Queen's Shadow, it's good. I was surprised. It's generally not something that I would have enjoyed, but I really did enjoy it.
Is it full of handmaidens?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's all the handmaidens.
Is it the kind of a story of them?
Well, no. It basically takes place. It takes place after the events of Episode One, and so it's basically
just one of them. It's a handmaiden.
No, it's Corday. it's all of them. It's Sabe. It's all the
Sabe.
Handmaiden.
Boy,
is
got,
the
nothing.
Is the singular
nobody
handmaiden
knows who her name? Who played her?
Is the singular of handmaiden handmaiden with an an, and the plural is handmaiden?
Is that like you mean the collective?
No. I don't mean what would you call a group of handmaidens. I just mean just the singular and plural.
There was a lot of handmaiden action. A lot of handmaiden. Oh. Yeah.
Action.
Was it a tale of handmaidens? Would that be the collective noun?
A tale of handmaidens. That's probably right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all about that. It's all about the relationship Padme had with her handmaidens, and it's a unique book. It's actually good. It's a good book.
Is it Corday who had that bird's nest of a hairdo?
Oh, yeah. She's got her own card. So, yeah, I think she had that crazy bird nest hairdo. But then Sabe, I think Sabe was Rose Byrne. I think.
No.
I thought Sabe was Rose Byrne, but I could be wrong.
I don't think anybody we know played Sabe. I don't think she got a lot of love in
there. Really? I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
Maybe Dorme? Was Dorme Rose Byrne?
Oh, maybe Dorme was the one with the bird's nest.
I don't know. They all do have a unique style, though. They all have. There's a lot of talk.
No, I think Corday was bird's nest hair.
Yeah, Corday was definitely a bird's nest. And that was sort of an unnamed actress. You know, she made But then you got Rose Byrne, might have been Dorme.
No, Keira Knightley was Sabe. It was Rabe that nobody Rabe. Knows who she was.
And you know what? Rabe's not really mentioned in this book that much. Did Rabe die in Episode One in the blast?
No, nobody dies in Episode One except for Qui-Gon.
No, well, who? What handmaiden's got?
No, that's
was certainly
that
not
of,
Darth Maul.
That was Episode Two. That was beginning of Episode Two.
Nobody died except for Qui-Gon, apparently.
Qui-Gon, yeah.
Even all those Gungans. And the battle at the end turned out they were fine. Yeah.
Yeah, they were fine. They stood up and brushed themselves off like they were in an episode of the freaking A-Team. They drive off a cliff. A-Team, they drive off a cliff in a Jeep. It explodes in midair, and then they flip eight times, and then they all climb out and brush themselves off. Oh, my God. Oh, a scratch. Hey, remember how embarrassing Fode and Bede were?
No, they were great. I liked them.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked them. They're going to be
a line that happened. This is a line that was actually spoken in Star Wars, in a Star Wars movie. I don't care what universe you're from. That's got to hurt.
What's wrong with that line? It was in reference to the freaking, it was that Quadrineros? He got blown up. I mean.
Yeah, I think it was.
Boat. Well, he was more the color commentary anyway.
So that's what you're, look, when you hitch your wagon to Star Wars.
I am. I'm hitching
it. That's the baggage you're carrying right there.
I'm hitching it. I'm hitching it to the prequels. I'm going through a lot of prequel nostalgia right now. I've got to. I've got all the episode one figures. I've got all of them. I've got them all.
Heck, I got them before the movie came out.
Yeah.
By episode one figures. Michael, are you talking about the 6-inch scale or the stuffies?
Well, they didn't have the 6-inch scale back then, and so I'm talking about 3 3/4.
I just wanted to get in a stuffies joke there.
I understand.
There.
I know. Yeah. I've got all the. I've got all those too. I've got. I'm still. Got the complete rainbow of stuffies. So
that's good. I'm glad that rainbow is still intact.
But my local Hallmark is closing, so I guess I'll just have to stop supporting local business and just shop online.
Yeah.
So it's too bad.
Get your stuffy fix online.
Yeah.
That's what most people do these days anyway.
That's true. That's very true. Yeah, it's just sad. Yeah. Just sad.
Oh, Snaggletooth. That would probably be...
Another G.
I'm tapped out on the double G's after that. But. Huh. Wait, so I don't know what the collective noun is of octopus, but I did recently learn what the correct plural for octopus is, and I would never have guessed it. And I'm still not even sure why it's correct, but...
Is it not octopi?
It is not octopi.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know if it's because the word comes from Latin or something, but the plural of octopus is octopoda.
Oh, you know what? I think I may have known that. I think, yeah, that does ring a bell now that I think about it.
Yeah.
That's a good Jeffrey question.
It is, yeah. I don't know what the collective noun for octopus would be, though.
Huh. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Michael still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You got quiet. I thought you must have...
I'm hearing a little music.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I poured a glass of White Zin.
Oh.
I'm having a moment.
White Zin?
Is that considered a...
Riesling? Are you reading the epilogue again?
Yes.
Would that be considered a dessert wine?
It is. Yes, but to some. To some.
Oh, wow.
Hey, could it be a tangle of octopi? Of octopoda?
A tangle of octopoda. I could buy that.
What is suggesting here? What are we listening to?
Michael's, this is for the fans. We're hitting all the high notes.
Well, we've been going for a while, so I thought maybe it was time to play us off.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Tangle. Yeah. Or one suggestion I just saw now is Clutch.
Like a woman's purse?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, welcome.
Like a woman's purse. Yep. All right.
Is that a clutch? What does that have to do with a woman's purse?
That's what you know.
It's
never...
a type of purse.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never cried over a large Star Wars book, so I didn't know.
Well, you do learn a lot about fashion in Queen's Shadow. That's,
I would imagine. There's a lot of, yeah.
How many outfits do they go through?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. There's a lot.
It's unfilmable. The budget, the costume budget would be too high.
Well, yeah. Surprisingly, it was all practical. So. okay. I've had enough.
All right. Well, as always, you can find us on Twitter at @CT_Luminerdy. Yeah.
We haven't been archived there.
That's right. Yeah, our account is still active somehow. We've not been contacted yet to get the blue check mark, but I'm sure we're just a few followers away.
Yes,
from that.
We're close.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's just an oversight. I mean, they've got a lot of.
Well, it's going to be tough now because they're getting rid of. At least showing us the retweets and the likes. We won't know how much love people are giving us anymore, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, but. Twitter's getting rid of all that because they're afraid to hurt people's feelings.
Oh.
They don't want anybody to feel lesser.
Oh.
I mean, even.
Like Poggle.
Like but Poggle.
I mean, some.
Lesser, comma, Poggle, but.
Yeah. I mean, some just are.
That's true. That's true, but we can't say that anymore.
Okay. All right. Oh, sorry then. Just Poggle then.
Yeah.
Although how do you distinguish between from the greater one? The greater Poggle.
I don't know
how we do that anymore.
I don't know. Yeah.
I wonder if there's another Buggle out there.
I don't even know. I need to look up this Buggle thing. I don't even know what this Buggle thing is that you're talking about.
Well, I'll send you
Aren't they the ones that sang Video Killed the Radio Star? Didn't Hans Zimmer play keyboards in that video? He did. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I was right. Buggle's
Hans
just
Zimmer
a dog.
Played keyboards in that video.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I didn't know that.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Buggle's.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm way, way off.
No, it sounds like something that would happen. It sounds accurate.
But yeah,
yeah,
the Buggles.
Hans Zimmer Buggles. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, look at that.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, and I was right. Buggles, just this little dog thing. That's all that Buggle is.
Mm-hmm. It's a story.
Because you gotta have
you
a pet.
You
is
could
it a dog
say
it, or is it like a Star Wars dog?
It's a Star
it's
Wars
a,
dog.
It's a Star Wars. It's not like Mog.
It's not. Yeah, it's not.
It's also not like a dog. Like just a dog. Right?
Well, no, but it is
right. Yeah,
it's a pet.
You know, but sometimes they just phone it in bad.
Yeah.
No, it's basically
like
it's
when Panaka said that they would all be sitting ducks.
Panaka was in Queen's
Star Wars too. The universal translator. That was the approximation that was chosen.
Panaka is in Queen's Shadow, and his wife. His wife's in Queen Shadow also.
Yeah. What's his wife's name?
Is he the one with both eyes? I get
yeah, Typho's the one with the
Typho,
patch.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got the patch. He's
yeah,
also
let's name him after a disease. That's good. He's a good guy. He's one of the good guys.
At any point, does someone ask in this book, do you have any security? Perhaps some Panaka?
hey, here's another line actually spoken in the prequel.
Okay.
Love won't save you, Padme.
Only my powers can do that.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Man.
On the hits and the dusties.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Michael Knipp is in the app.
I am in the app.
Michael Knipp. I am Lefty the Hut. You can send me a trade. Michael, you have a trade pending. I'm working on. I sent you one while we were recording.
I'll probably approve it, but I didn't want
to
look
polish up, finish out my 2019
Good.
Base. Some of that.
Good.
And Rhett, if he rejoins the app, I guess
I'll be Jizz Whaler.
Jizz Whaler. You better go ahead and create the account before we release the episode because you might have to be Jizz Whaler 74. Yeah.
Yeah. That would indicate that at least 73 people.
73 others. Yep, just whalers out there.
Well, yep. No, and more than that, really, because you're not going to start with Jizz Whaler 1, right? You're just going to
That's
be
right. There's the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah the first.
Like, that's like Jizz Whaler Prime.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Mike, yeah. Sometimes we restart the theme for the ending, and sometimes we just pick it up where we left off at the beginning.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you gotta hear the whole song.
Hey, here's another good Star Wars line to play us out. Your mother had gone out early, like she always did, to pick mushrooms that grow on the evaporators. Now that I'm with you again, I'm in agony. My heart is beating, hoping that that kiss will not become a scar.
Oh, it became a scar, all right.
They did. Yoda did not get justice with his dialogue in the prequels either. Let me tell you, it's like they had forgotten how to, you know, it's like they had forgotten how to write it. Around the survivors of perimeter create. That is tedious. Henceforth, you shall be known as Darth Vader. Oh my gosh. We could have figured that out. I mean, why you gotta announce it? Like, that's some garbage. Those movies are garbage.
Well, that's what they do when they knight somebody in England.
Yeah. Henceforth, you shall be known as Sir Elton John.
Queen Elizabeth.
We lost.
That's my Queen Elizabeth impression.
It sounds just like her. At least how I would envision she would sound.
Hey, notably, the last quote, the last terrible Star Wars quote on this list is, "I can't watch anymore." I feel your pain.
Oh, God.
Miss you, I shall, Chewbacca.
I thought that was a sweet moment.
Oh,
gosh.
What does he say? Do the tarful line. There's a tarful line that he says that's awesome. Tarful. He says tarful's name.
What?
Yoda does. Yoda has some stupid thing he says to Tarful.
Oh, I can't even remember him. Why is he talking to Tarful? When does Yoda say Tarful?
He's on the Wookiee planet.
Oh, that's right. Oh, no. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
He says that stupid line to Chewbacca, and then he says something to Tarful also.
Damn.
Oh,
they're rough.
Tarful.
Listen, they're a little bit racist in Star Wars. I have waited a long time for this moment, my little green friend. How about he sees color? Why you got to call that out? Every time you go, like, I mean, when you're in school, is that how you had fights? I've waited a long time for this, my black friend.
Yeah, it's a little condescending.
It is.
So, right?
Well, nobody knows what species he is.
Why you gotta call that out?
Nobody knows what species he is, though. That's still yet to be solved, what species he is.
Mm. I think he should be a Will.
Uh-huh.
Should be H-I-L-L.
I like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Sure.
Huh. You should be in the story group.
I am. I mean, I'm as qualified as they are. Probably more so.
All that fanfic you used to write on the message boards.
No, I just enjoyed reading it. Golly, I've got to dig out that Danny Skywalker stuff. It was shockingly good. And by good, I mean terrible.